You're listening to the Best of the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.
Mayor Quentin Lucas conducted a press conference yesterday outlining the new COVID-19 guidelines for Kansas City. We'll play a portion of that press conference coming up at 6:52 for you. This is definitely a serious situation. If you've been thinking it's not serious or just slightly serious, now's the time to recognize the severity of the spread of coronavirus. 11.5 million cases nationwide, more than 252,000 deaths. First case was reported January 20th in Washington State, so this is a full 10 months now. The U.S. is the country with the highest number of cases, but not the largest population. Mm-hmm. I believe due in part to our response. I'm sorry, but because of our desire to make an equivalent to being asked to wear a mask to our freedoms and liberties has allowed this thing to continue to spread unchecked.
Yeah, and I don't get it, man. I don't see how you can argue with science or try to go against people who've been studying this thing. But this is where we are right now, and we got to deal with it.
I mean, you can say the world is flat, but does it make it so?
All we had to do was shut down for, what, 6-7 weeks? Other countries did it, and they came out better.
But in our misinterpretation of what freedoms and liberties are, is where we are. Even as Mayor Quentin Lucas made the recommendations, and by no means is it a shutdown. It's just a tightening of certain restrictions. You should have seen the comments, Brian.
I'm afraid to look.
If you don't want to ruin your day, don't go on there. The names that they called this man. How can you call him stupid? That's the thing that... Clearly, he's not stupid. Clearly, he's a whole Ivy League educated attorney and a professor.
That don't matter when you're dealing with, you know, being oppressed. And I use that very loosely. Because isn't that privilege in itself when you call wearing a mask being oppressed?
And you and your family may be okay. But we got to think of others. I don't have any kids, Brian, but I don't go down there to the tax board and say, give me my tax money back.
Right.
I don't have any children in this school district. I know that my money helps to educate everyone. Mm-hmm. So even if you do have a problem, do it for your neighbor.
Well, here's the thing. It could affect your family. It hasn't affected it now, but it could. If we continue with the same behaviors. I just want people to be smarter.
Be empathetic. Even if you're not in a sympathetic space yet, because it hasn't affected you, be empathetic to others. Comedian Sinbad had a stroke, Brian. An update on his condition in 12 minutes.
We're dropping the shade.
Let's cut to the chase.
All your celebrity guts.
The morning.
The Shade with a Morning Grind on Hot 103 Gems.
6:22 today. Look for highs in the upper 50s. Pleasant with plenty of sunshine. Right now, you're mostly cloudy and 36 in KCK. Shade was popping.
Comedian Sinbad is recovering from a stroke. His family told sources over the weekend. In a statement, they said, quote, our family thanks you in advance for your love and support and asks for continued prayers for his healing. We also ask that you please respect our privacy during this time.
Man, he's one of the good guys in his industry.
He's only 64 years old.
Yeah. Mm.
Just sad. So T.I. will not be appearing in the next versus battle, which will be happening on Thursday. Mm-hmm. Of course, Jeezy and Gucci Man will be facing off. I saw a meme yesterday that it was going to be T.I. and Lil Wayne, but I don't think that that's been verified yet.
Oh, damn! want my man T.I. to get slaughtered like that, though.
Oh, you don't think that's a worthy opponent for him?
No, definitely worthy. I just...
They was on a tour together.
I'm going to say that, like, Lil Wayne is... if we want to do tiers, Lil Wayne is kind of above T.I. as far as, like, massive hits go, and as far as how people perceive them to, Lil Wayne's above Tip. I'm being honest here.
He done took a little pellets to the dome, though, over this... shenanigans during the election time.
Yeah.
No, that won't matter though. Once they start playing that music.
Yeah, that'll matter. That'll matter.
No, once they start playing them hits, when he start wee. Okay.
And they gonna forget about all that.
Yeah. He start playing the duffel bag boy.
T.I. versus Yo Gotti, that might be a little better.
You think Yo Gotti's on T.I.'s level?
Not quite. I just want my man's win. I'm just being real with y'all.
That's messed up right there. According to Billboard, Russell Simmons has beat the lawsuit from a woman who accused him of rape, and it is all because a complaint was filed 4 years too late. The woman filed a $10 million lawsuit in March of 2018 claiming sexual battery and intentional and negligent infliction of emotional distress. Russell Simmons denied these claims on November 13th, just a couple days ago. L.A. Superior Court Judge Mark Epstein entered judgment in favor of Simmons after granting his motion for summary judgment on the grounds that the woman's claims stemmed from an alleged incident in 1988. And time had passed. Looks like March Madness is going to be held entirely in one place, likely in Indianapolis.
Wow.
Don't they be coming here?
Yes, the Sweet 16 sometimes is here. I think we've had a Final Four in the past.
Well, they're trying to reduce the risk from coronavirus. Indianapolis will likely be the location. There's no immediate word on plans for the women's basketball tournament. March Madness was canceled earlier this year because of the pandemic.
And they are not trying to miss out on that money no more, because that was a lot of money that they missed out on.
Now it's time, KC, to tell us why you're mad.
I want to tell y'all about my story.
It's why you're mad, though.
Yeah. What's up with it? What's up with it?
With the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Gems.
Why you mad, though?
I'm mad because my partner didn't come over last night after work.
Ew.
I had to go to the gym and work out, and I didn't feel like it.
Why did they not come?
Because I got out of work late. He told me he was going to be there when I got up. But when I called, he ain't there.
Oh, that's he didn't answer the phone?
Maybe he was tired. He wouldn't, you know, he likes to bring his A game. And maybe last night was like a C game night. You know?
He ain't answer that phone. I don't know.
He's tired.
You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. It's okay, because I know what to do.
What you going
to
do?
I was a backup plan for everything.
Like what?
Bob.
Oh, my God.
And videos.
Bob.
Bob. He always come through as long as you got, you know, energy.
It was a fine thing up at the gym.
Don't do that. Right. Then you're going to be on my man's job trying to beg for forgiveness for him.
Because his pop-up game's strong. Can't go nowhere.
All right, we're going to keep you on the down low. You have a good day, young lady.
I just want my baby.
You're listening to the Best of the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.
It's us. Wake up, classmates. It's time for school. The Morning Grind with Shay and Shy.
Grade A student, mama know that I'm a winner. Morning eating breakfast when it's nighttime dinner. All I do is drip, got the pipeline bitter. Honey like Pooba, got stripes like Tigger A. Got me jacked up, the lunch line backed up. Go to timeout if you wanna act up, A. I'm popping in the school, so I brag much. I get paper and the bread, that's a sack lunch. Math sauce full of drip, bank full of rolls.
Hot 103 Jams, Kansas City's number one for hip-hop and R&B. It's the Morning Grind with Shay and Shine.
Good morning, 6:55 today. Look for highs in the upper 50s. Plenty of sunshine. Right now, you're mostly cloudy in 36 in Overland Park.
Change in restaurant and bar rules. You'll see that restaurants and bars, we have a recommendation of closure at 10 p.m. We recognize the challenge, but we also recognize the fact that particularly in the later hours, through our health department enforcement, we've seen laxer enforcement from private actors of rules relating to social distancing, laxer enforcement of mask requirements. At all bars and restaurants in Kansas City, you must be seated while in the facility. My office often receives videos or pictures from certain entertainment districts throughout Kansas City where folks are standing around on dance floors, close to each other, etc. If you are standing at any time, you must have a mask on.
Brand new recommendations from Kansas City's mayor about what will be expected in public venues across the city. Other counties have also joined on to this line of thinking.
We must do this. Numbers are out of control. Hospitals are short. Got to call up nurses and doctors from other cities. We got to do it, y'all.
We got a man on the line who actually says that we shouldn't be shutting things down. Brian, good morning.
You know, I agree something has to be done about the coronavirus, but I disagree in the forcing people to wear masks. I guess they will. It's touchy with y'all, I noticed, and it's touchy with a lot of people in Kansas City. But that's like, you know, telling a woman she can't have an abortion. You know, where does it stop?
That's not the same thing.
To me, it is.
Me keeping a baby or not keeping a baby has nothing to do with the public health. Wearing a mask and not wearing a mask has something to do with the public health.
Part I'm arguing is when you put another restriction where I can go to jail, go through the system, get a fine, another thing on a person's record that doesn't need to be there, I have a problem.
I defer back to seatbelts.
You're not going to jail for not having a seatbelt.
You're not going to jail for not wearing a mask.
You just won't be allowed in certain places.
That's it. Just think about what we've said, and then you let me know what you think.
Y'all still my two favorites.
You still my favorite, too. Just don't be sneezing on me with no mask.
I wouldn't sneeze on anybody.
You're listening to the Best of the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.
At the age of 17, I stepped on the campus of Johnson C. Smith University. World in front of me. Went to my very first party as a freshman. Young, didn't know what to expect. And this song came across the big massive speakers inside of the party, Brian.
Oh yeah.
So I'm out there dancing. And a group of guys got on their hands and knees and were like dancing around. I didn't know what was going on.
Yeah, this is a story.
Next thing I knew, one of them bit me on my leg.
Oh, Lord.
Brian, those young men were the men of Omega Psi Phi Fraternity Incorporated.
Hey.
And I watched a lot of those Q-Dogs grow into Omega men that have been serving our communities across the United States and the world.
Amen.
109 years of service. Today is the Founders Day.
Shout out to all my dogs.
Founded on the campus of Howard University back in 1911.
My daddy was a Q. My little brother continued the tradition. He's a Q. Love the Qs. Shout out to the bros.
They might have to bring you in grad chapter, Brian. I'm just saying.
Man, Jared told me to do that, but I'm like, I want to do
it. For your dad.
I let Jared carry on that. Jared can have that. I carry on other things with my daddy. I let Jared do that. He's the star of the show with the Qs.
You're a whole party pooper.
I wouldn't call it that. I would just call it, I don't want to steal just Jared's spotlight. I let little brother have it.
You would share that because of your legacy dad. But anyway, we'll talk about this off air. This is not for on air conversation.
Let's throw it to Stacey. I know she done been to a couple of these parties.
She's a Delta like me.
There you go. Good morning, Stacey. What you got for us this morning?
Good morning. Today we're going to be continuing our lesson about guns because we have so much gun violence. But some of that is from miseducation. So I will be back at 7:35.
Now it's time for the shade.
Drop it.
Come up in the spot. Come up in the spot.
All your hip-hop news.
Let's go.
The Shade with a Morning Grind on Hot 103 Chills.
722 today. Look for highs in the upper 50s. Plenty of sunshine. Right now, you are clear in 39 in KCK. Shade, what's popping?
Let's wish a happy birthday to some of our celebrity Scorpio friends. He's still Scorpio, right?
Mm-hmm.
All right. Jeffrey Allen, member of Mint Condition, is 52.
Hey.
Stokely's the only one I know. And Tony Braxton. Yeah. Those are the only two I know.
Yeah.
He's somewhere in the background, Jeffrey. Roxy Diaz, TV personality. Remember her from 106 and Park? She's 39, but it said disputed next to it.
They always throwing shade.
She could possibly be a little older.
Think so?
Actor Danny DeVito out here, 76. Reality star Dr. Heavenly from Married to Medicine. She's the big 5-0. Rapper Sada Baby is 28 today.
My dog. Hey.
Oh, it's a dude?
Yeah. You don't know about Sada Baby? Oh,
I thought that was a girl. My bad.
I have put you on block party. Yeah.
You know, the BPMs on this is too much for me.
Yeah, it's like 120.
And I like what now?
You like 80 to 90. That's okay. What you like.
And Ronnie Devo, member of New Edition and BBZ. He done drank from the fountain of youth. This man is 53 years old.
You ain't gonna shout out RuPaul?
Oh, yeah. What up, RuPaul? RuPaul out here drinking from the... you too. RuPaul out here 60.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Isn't that crazy?
It is. Happy birthday, everybody born on November 17th.
So we talked about Jeremiah being diagnosed with COVID-19, being in ICU. Well, his family members have talked about what his condition is right now.
Really just a testament to God's mercy and his strength. I spoke with his mom. She approved me having this message, but she just really wants everyone to want to take COVID seriously, but genuinely pray right now for Jeremiah. He is still ill. He is still in the hospital. It is some complications with COVID, and he's not out the dark yet. Any progress is better than no progress. He's stable, but he still has a way to go before anything, and we're not out the dark, but God is the light.
And I know you love Jeremiah. He's definitely one of your favorite current artist.
Thug Nasty R&B. You know I love it.
Nah, but all seriousness, though, I'm glad he's doing a little bit better. Again, like he said, not out of the woods, but this is why we got to wear our masks to protect not only ourselves, but each other, like you stated last hour.
And wash your hands.
Absolutely.
And socially distance. I know that everybody is tired. Trust me, I'm more tired than anybody.
Right.
This has been a complete issue for me in my mental health since I've been dealing with this for the last 11 months.
Yeah.
Being in the city alone, my mother is a thousand miles away. My father's 1,000 miles away, and he's got a bunch of health issues. You know, it's been wearing heavy on me.
And then for people to say that they're like anti-mass, it's just like, really?
Brian,
like,
it angers seriously? Me. And it's to the point where it's like, you know what? I need to stop having conversations with people, obviously, because I get so angry. It's like, why would you not want to help someone else around you be safe?
And it's simple. We're not asking you to give money or donate a toe. Just wear a mask. Where you at, fam? Take it off when you get in your car, when you get home.
Ain't nobody outside in the street for hours and hours and hours wearing a mask. The folks who are wearing them for hours and hours are the frontline workers who are in the hospital treating people with this disease.
And we don't hear nothing from them complaining.
I watched this man on the news this morning as I was getting dressed, and he had COVID-19, was in the ICU, and he says it's been 6 months since he was released from the hospital, and he still doesn't feel the same.
Wow.
He doesn't know why he can't feel the tips of his fingers and toes anymore. So there are other things that happen. You may live, but then you may have... Child, I done went on somewhere else.
You good. It's perspective. It's something that we need to talk about.
Legal trouble?
It wasn't me.
Landlord letting them roaches take over?
Oh.
You got a loan in your ex's name? No. It's time for Stacey Shaw Knows the Law with the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.
Salute to Stacey Shaw. in her law firm last week. I had to go before the judge. Got a ticket, Brian.
Oh, Lord.
And my guy, Sean, got me all the way together.
Good morning, Stacey. Let's help somebody else out this morning.
Good morning. Well, today we're talking more about guns and weapons because we have so much gun violence in this city. And some of it is intentional, but some of it is because people simply do not know when you are not allowed to use the gun. And so you can only use a gun to prevent deadly force, okay? So you cannot use a gun to prevent the theft of an item. So if say that someone is breaking into your car, you cannot shoot someone that's breaking into your car. Let them have it. The difference is if you are in the car and you are getting carjacked, you could use deadly force. Unlawful use of a weapon in Missouri is covered by 571.030 in the Missouri Revised Statutes. And that covers things like you cannot display or brandish a gun in an angry or threatening manner. So you should not be pulling out a gun to scare someone, because especially if you don't know how to use the gun, it could discharge or you could shoot someone that you did not intend to shoot. That is super important. You cannot, it's completely illegal to shoot the gun from a moving vehicle at a person, to shoot into a house similar to a drive-by, or have the gun around drugs. That would be a felony. So anything that would be under 35 or except 35 grams or under of marijuana, it is a felony to have a gun anywhere near those drugs. And so it's really important if you are going to own a weapon that, one, you know how to use it, you take a safety course, and I will be going over at Drums and Magazines, which is a Black-owned gun store. I'll be going over safety tips this week, and I'll be putting it on my Facebook page. You can find me on all social media at Stacey Shaw Law. You can find me at StaceyShawLaw.com. If you have questions or you are wanting a parlay, and that is a situation where you are in a conflict with someone that you think that could result in serious bodily injury or death because that conflict is so high, you can always call my office for free, for a parlay, for free, and I will mediate that situation for free at 816-359-1877. Remember, today is Tuesday. We're calling for complete peace, and our law firm is doing our part to help stem violence, and that means free mediation for anyone that feels like they need it. All you have to do is give my office a call or inbox me at Stacey Shaw Law. Until next time, remember, knowledge is power, and we're bringing power to the people. And until next time, good luck and God bless.
You're listening to the best of the morning grind on Hot 103 Jams.
27th Annual Toy and Food Drive, December 4th and 5th. We're moving it virtual, Brian.
Yep.
You can actually go to kprs.com right now to make a donation. We want to help some folks who are seeing some issues during the holiday season, during this time of corona.
Man, it was already hard for some, but now add this on top of that.
Eric Fisher and Mitchell Schwartz, they've been added to the COVID-19 reserve list for the Kansas City Chiefs.
Mm. Close contacts. That just means that they were close to someone who had COVID, and they're being precautious by isolating them. Still a chance for them to play on Sunday.
Do you add him on your Madden squad when you're playing these two offensive tackles?
Oh, absolutely. You gotta have them. Ain't no Pat without them.
I've personally canceled Christmas this year. I'm writing handwritten notes.
What?
To everyone. You will be receiving one as well.
You don't do that. You don't cancel Christmas.
I have.
You the last. You and my mama are the two last people to cancel Christmas.
You know this is my holiday when I stand up.
Yeah.
But I've got to sit down this year. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I feel you.
I got to know when to sit down, fam.
Yeah.
I don't know what's getting ready to happen.
None of us do, Shay. Just look around you. It's just chaos.
I've been seeing a lot of folks. They on the hunt for this PS5.
Oh boy, including me.
You're on the hunt for PS5?
Hell yeah. Excuse me? I've been playing PlayStation since what, 97, 96?
Well, folks, if your kids, your man been begging for a PS5, researchers are saying go ahead and get them for them. It could benefit your mental health.
Oh, yeah.
The University of Oxford released a study that found that folks who play specific games experience genuine enjoyment.
Mm-hmm.
So it actually improved their mental health.
That's a fact. For real. Do you know the pleasure I get out of beating the crap out of somebody on Madden that I don't know from, you know, they might be from Asia or something? Oh, yeah.
Madden's not on the list.
It's not?
NBA 2K's not on the list.
What?
Call of Duty's not on the list.
What's on there?
Plants vs. Zombies, Battle for Neighborville in Animal Crossing New Horizons. Those are the games that bring enjoyment.
To who?
The people they study.
To who? That's what I want to know. They need to study my, they need to put, you know, the little things on me, you know, when you're in the hospital.
When you lose, you tear your house up.
Oh, boy, look, hey, look, I get mad when I lose. I ain't gonna lie.
See?
That rarely happens. I'm just saying. But the joy that I get out of playing and winning and smacking somebody upside the head on Madden, love it. Or dunking on somebody on 2K, love it. You should try it. It might make you a little more happy, too. Not saying that you're not happy, but...
I'm not interested in video games. I never have been.
I get it. It's just always... It's been a big part of my life, though. You know, playing with my daddy and my brothers and stuff. But I if you're not into it, I totally get it. Well, if your ex has been playing more video games and they've been paying attention to you, hit us up because it is time to flex on your ex with the Morning Grind with Shay and Shine.
Is that ex getting on your nerves? Cheating on you?
Oh, no.
Now it's time to air it out.
You will never heard nothing like this.
Yeah. It's Flex on your ex with the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Gems.
Flex on your ex.
So my ex, he would always play video games. I would cook him a meal. He would just sit there playing video games, let it get cold. Just 24 hours, he would barely sleep.
Did he bathe?
Yeah, but...
Was that a yes or no? I couldn't get that all the way. That was like a middle, like, sometimes he did, sometimes he didn't.
Sometimes, not really.
Oh, Lord, no.
What? So what were you presenting to him on that platter? Was it noodles or was it steak?
I would grill and I would make ramen noodle stir fry. I was trying to make everything. I even went as far as ribs. He wouldn't touch it.
You sound like a younger lady. What's your age range?
I'm 19.
Yeah.
Okay, I think I'm going to have to give you a couple of cooking lessons.
Get a say.
Do you know how to make
mac? Oh, no, my mom is a chef and so is my daddy.
Okay, so have you been paying attention to their chef work?
Hell no.
Yeah.
Okay, I was just trying to figure out why he wouldn't eat the food.
He's addicted to his video games, mostly.
He got to get some help then.
Yeah.
Are y'all still together or y'all broke up?
I mean, he chose his video games over me, so why would I be with him?
Aww, that's so sad.
Girl, look, you find you something better, okay? That ain't what gonna do nothing but cause you some heartache. Come on now. You can do better than that.
That's why I broke up with him.
That's right. All right, well, you find your man like to read books.
I already have.
All right, have a good one.
You too.
This man was a bona fide scrub.
We've got all your celebrity shade.
This is Hollywood.
Hip-hop gossip.
Pay attention to what happens next. It all happens very fast.
The Shade with a Morning Grind on Hot 103 Gems.
8:20 today. Look for highs in the upper 50s. Plenty of sunshine. Right now, you're sunny in 39 at the Grandview Triangle. Shade, what's poppin'?
The December issue of GQ Magazine is on stands today, Brian. This may be of... special note because Megan Thee Stallion was named GQ's Rapper of the Year.
Oh, yeah. Nobody was better in 2020 than Megan.
She's on the cover of the December issue, and she talked about the alleged shooting with Tory Lanez inside the article. She said that Tory offered her and her friend Kelsey hush money to be quiet about the situation.
Well, we got to start treating our women better. I mean, that's what I got out of that. Like, seriously.
She also said that she was trying to avoid trouble for Tory, so she told the police when they came that she actually cut her foot instead of what she says really happened was that she was shot.
So she was being a real G with it.
Mm. So a fourth person has been named in the murder for hire plot against Andre Montgomery Jr. He's the grandson of Sweetie Pie's owner, Robbie Montgomery. Of course, Montgomery's own son, Tim Norman, has been named in this same indictment here. A woman named Terica Ellis is also a part of this plot, and a third man, Wally Yang Nam. They say that they put this plot together after Tim purchased a life insurance policy on his nephew's life in the amount of a little more than $400,000.
I guess money is thicker than blood these days.
So this fourth person says that he was supposed to get $5,000 a couple of days after Andre's death, and that there's an alleged recording of the fourth person receiving payment and talking about Andre Montgomery's murder.
Wow. What a travesty.
It's just so sad. Wendy Williams is being called Messy Boots today. Black China, who used to be a friend, they hung out and stuff. As soon as she broke up with that man, Wendy was hanging out with Black China. And now, on an episode of the show, they were talking about whether or not Black China was homeless.
He has a child with Black China, right?
Yes.
Yeah, so that's King Cairo that he's...
I told you, Black China texts me regularly, can you help me find a condo? I have no place to live.
What?
Nope, didn't know that.
Yeah.
Black China.
She said she's not getting child support from either, from... the payments were lowered from Robin. She said that...
Single mother of two, can I find her a place to live? And it was like random, like maybe she sent a blast to everybody that she knows because it didn't say like, Dear Wendy. Yeah. I didn't answer it. I don't want to be involved.
That's Wendy.
If somebody's asking you, you know, I need help trying to find a condo, that doesn't mean they ain't nowhere to live.
Yeah.
Like, if I were looking for something and
I didn't think about that.
I have my friends that are connected, I would be like, hey, I'm looking for a 3-bedroom. I'm looking for whatever, whatever. That don't mean like I'm in a cardboard box. But you know I like Wendy, so I'm gonna just leave it alone. that one was a little stretch-o-matic. And
was she being messy to you?
Yeah. Yeah, that's hella messy, Boots. This supposed to be your friend. That's like me telling everybody the things that I know about you.
Yeah.
Like, I make fun and joke about certain things, but not about anything serious
right.
that we talked about.
Yeah. I just took it as Wendy being Wendy. Like, I know who to divulge information to and who not. And she's definitely somebody who I would just zip my lips around.
So Black China's got this song with Trippie Redd Cash.
Lord, I ain't got it.
It's right here. I see it. It's right here.
Mm. Is it twerkable?
I don't know. I'm going to hit play. Well, of course, it's commercials right here now. No. She's coming down the steps. I thought this was a commercial. But you can't hear it because, you know. I mean, she looks like Black China.
Okay.
She doing the money phone like in the first 15 shots.
You know, that can,
15 seconds the money phone.
You know, that can vary from day to day. Her looking like Black China. You enjoying it so far?
Here, look. She look like, Nicki Minaj in it.
Yeah.
With the different color hair. Not interested, but it's okay. Go ahead. Maybe somebody will buy it.
We're making winners sound good.
Anything I'ma do it good.
Time to find out who our latest winner is with That's My Jam.
It's time to jam.
The Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jam.
Who is this?
This is Debbie.
All right, let's see what you got, Debbie.
Don't leave me, girl. Please stay with me tonight.
Hell no!
I had to stop buttering my English muffin.
You sound real convincing, but it's okay. We got you entering into that 1K payday for your chance to get $1,000, all right?
Okay, we'd like to
depend on who you ask.
What station's live, local, and lit?
103 J. I want to break it down.
Listen for your chance to win $1,000.
Get it back.
With a 1K payday from Hot 103 Jams.
I need that money.
You're listening to the best of the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.